Boker Tov, good morning everyone. Just concluding Simon Reish Dalid 204, the laws of Shahakal. So first of all, the Shar Tshuva points out there is a matter of dispute what the correct pronunciation of the bracha is. Some say Shahakal or Shehakal, but the halacha, the accepted halacha is Shehakal. That's gets into diktuk and language ideas, which are certainly beyond my pay scale. The Mechaber concludes the simon by telling us a familiar halacha called Dover Shu Mesupak Biberchaso. Anything that is, we're Mesupak, what it's correct bracha. We don't know, it's a doubt. What's the correct bracha on a particular food? Yivarech Shahakol, so you can make the bracha of Shahakol. Shahakol ends up becoming a de facto catch-all. And the reason for this, Mishabura points out, is D'bidievet Yotze B'Shahakol Kol Dover. If by mistake someone recited Shahakol on any food, by mistake, B'dievet, it works. You fulfilled your bracha obligation. Meaning, let's do the reverse. Let's say you have a cup of soda and you say the bracha of Borei Pri Adama or Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz. You've not fulfilled your obligation. You have to say a new bracha again. Conversely, on a slice of bread, if a person said Shahakol Nia Bevaro, you don't make a new bracha because the bracha of Shahakol will fulfill that obligation. So because that's true, the halacha is something that's a suffix. You don't know what its correct bracha is. So say the Shahakol and you fulfill that obligation. Mishnah Berurah points out, or he directs us to an earlier simin, the end of Reish Beis, where he said a similar thing. If there's a suffix, a doubt, whether something is a Borei Pri Adama or a Borei Pri Ha'etz, so then the bracha of Borei Pri Adama is a catch-all. That's the bracha you should recite, because Borei Pri Adama covers the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. The Mishnah Berurah over there points out, and this is something I've seen people make a mistake on, is it doesn't mean, what this halacha does not mean, it's been misapplied, is I don't know what a bracha I should make on a particular food, so I'll just make a shahakol. It's talking about very specific when there is inherently a suffix, meaning it's a matter of dispute between halachists, or if it, you know, something like that, where it's not just I'm too lazy or I'm not willing to look up what the correct halacha is by making a phone call or looking it up on an app, then you're not allowed to use this trick. It's specifically when there's a suffix, means there's inherently a suffix in the din, a suffix in the halacha, so then we say make the lowest common denominator bracha of shahakol. And finally, alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah says in other scenarios when there are cases of suffix, cases of doubt, what the correct bracha of a food is, another potential solution is you should eat that food during the suda, during a meal that you've had bread, in which case you don't make a bracha regardless. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.